Good morning on this Wednesday morning, and welcome to Morning Inspiration. Today, I'm just inspired to just talk a little bit about September. September is the ninth month of the year, and we recognize it as a time of fruitfulness, completeness, because it is the number nine, but it's also a time of harvest. So I just thank God this morning that we can share in September and the things that we're expecting God to do in September. And I was just reading the 19th Psalm this morning, and I was just taking away some of the things, and it talks about God declaring the glory of his creation. And when you look in that psalm, it talks about creation and how creation is speaking, and heaven continually is rehearsing the glory of God, and the stars is God's tapestry in the sky, and how God just lays out things. And each day has a message, and it speaks, and it's speaking prophetically. Each day, if we listen, is speaking prophetically. And sometimes we look for words out of the mouths of others. But if we look in God's word, and if we look in nature, you begin to see, you know, there's some revelation come. Sometimes we say, wow, you know, there's some things that I didn't pay attention to or had not noticed. But as I sat and I was just taking in nature and just in my quiet time, I realized that each day has a message and it speaks and there's prophecy in it. And then as I was reading on in that particular scripture, it talks about night. Night is whispering knowledge to all, and the world that's listening can hear the echo of God's creation. So we, you know, just think about those things, and you take courage in knowing that everything that is going on around us, and we take the sun for granted. But I was just thinking, the sun is shining in the superdome of the sky, and how God allows it to shine. And so when we just take time to look and realize that God rises on one horizon, he rises and he completes his circuit on the other side of the horizon. And then when we begin to think about God and the sun, I was just thinking about how he's warming our lives, and he's warming the land with the heat of the sun. And I was just thinking how, you know, so awesome God is, and when we think about it. But in Psalms 19, those verses begin to minister to you as to who God is and what he's doing. And it's just so awesome if you take the time to read Psalms, the 19th Psalms, and read those verses. And you will begin to hear God as he speaks and how he wanted us to perceive and to understand the creation and how and what we can take from it. And so September is a month of harvest. And so you begin to think about it is coming to the close of a season and the time where we've had summer fruit and enjoyed all the fruit that grows in this time, but it's harvest time. So in that time, you begin to take in. I'm a country girl. I grew up in a rural town in Georgia. And so this time of the year, people would be gathering and harvesting and canning and put away certain things, and they would put it up for the winter in mason jars, or they blanch it, they would freeze it. But there was a time of gathering. So is it in our natural life and our spiritual life. So this is a season that's getting ready to change, and there's a shift that's getting ready to take place, so we can begin to prepare for another another season, you know, whether it's this time where God is going to allow the season to come, where the earth is going to rest in certain things and lie dormant, and the farmers will, you know, prepare it for that season. So as we prepare to go into the fall of the years, autumn, I love, because all the colors of the leaves and how everything, God is so flamboyant and how he displays everything, the colors. So I love autumn and I love the fall and this time of the year, but it's a time for us, you know, where we've been on high alert, maybe, if you would, for the heat. It's been hot this year, very hot, but it's a time where things will cool down, but there's a time when revelation will arise in this time, because you know, you pull back and you're not as going because the weather caused you to want to be outdoors. But this time when we kind of come indoors, and you know, during the pandemic, we've had a lot of time where we've been indoors, but some have been anxious in this time, and we've missed some things that God had wanted to reveal to us in this time. But as this season shifts, God is calling us to a higher place, and he wants us to give our ear, to lend our ear, and to hear what he's saying in this time. So on this Wednesday, I just pray that, you know, it's a winning season. It's a time to grow. And even in my own self, I have put off some things that I know that now's the time to get them done, to sit still and allow God to allow me to write the book, to get back into my art, to set up the things and be about the things that will cause me to grow spiritually. And as you dig and you search and you begin to realize there's so much that you learn in the quietness. So on this Wednesday, Kingdom blessings. God bless you.